All right, good morning and welcome to the class.
早晨好，欢迎大家来上课。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for your goodness to us.
亲爱的主，我们为你的美善感谢。
I thank you for your grace that works in our life.
谢谢你在我们生命中的恩典。
Through your grace, we can have a growing relationship with you.
因着你的恩典，我们可以跟你的关系更成长，更进一步。
Through your grace, we can know that we are your child.
因着你的恩典，我们可以确信我们是你的孩子。
I thank you for this.
我们真的为此感谢。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have spent several weeks on what it means to be spiritually formed in the image of Christ.
我们以前这好多好几个星期都在讲，就是灵命塑造，就是长成基督的样式，到底是什么意思？
We have talked about the tools that God uses for forming us in his image.
我们讲到了就是神用来把我们塑造成他形象的这种方式和这个工具。
Starting next week, I'm going to begin looking at what it means to know God and what it means to know ourselves.
下个星期，下一次课开始，我们就开始讲，就是认识神，认识我们自己到底是什么意思。
But today I want to look at one of the...foundation issues that are important for growing in the image of Christ.
然后今天我就来看，就是说对我们长成基督的样式一个很基础的一点。
Let me begin with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
让我们先来讲提摩太后书一章十七节。
Paul writes to Timothy and he says this.
保罗写信给提摩太，他这样说。
God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
是提摩太后书一章七节，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
We are to bePeople who are not motivated by fear, but by love.
我们就是驱动我们的不是应该不是胆怯不是害怕而是仁爱。
Fear is not a good motivator for spiritual growth.
就是如果你像这个属灵上的成长如果你是基于恐惧的话这个不是一个很好的一个驱动力。
Now, I thinkMany times people first come to Christ out of fear.
我觉得很多时候呢，人们刚开始认识神呢，就是到神面前是基于恐惧。
Their life is in trouble. There's all kinds of problems, and they say, "Maybe he can help me."
就是他是基于害，就是基于害怕了。前面讲的，他的生活中可能有各种各样的麻烦。然后他们就到神面前说，哦，或许神可以帮助我。
And so sometimes we first come to Christ in fear.
所以有些时候呢，可能我们刚开始来到神面前的时候是出于害怕什么事情会发生。
But that is not a good motivator for continuing growth in that relationship.
但是如果你在跟神的这个关系上继续成长，这个害怕不是一个好的一个让你成长的一个驱动力或者一个动机。
A marriage in which one spouse is afraid of the other one is not a healthy marriage.
在婚姻中，如果一方总是害怕另外一方，这个就不是一个健康的婚姻。
Parents who discipline their children only through fear do not have a healthy relationship with their children.
如果父母他管教孩子总是通过那个害怕这种威胁的方式来管教孩子， 那父母跟孩子的关系就不是一个健康的关系。
Last week, I read a very tragic book.
上个星期我读了一个很悲剧的一本书。
A man who grew up in with a very abusive mother.
就是这个男人呢，他长大的时候，他的妈妈是有这个虐待倾向的。
More than 50 years later, after he left home, he is writing this book.
他离开家已经有50年了，然后他现在就写下这本书。
And he says, I am still afraid, what will my mother say? She is now an old, old, old woman in a nursing home, but he is still afraid if she will be angry about what he writes in his book.
他说，虽然他妈妈现在是一个非常非常老的妇人，住在这个养老院里边，他说我就是还是很怕，还是怕他，怕他会，如果知道我写这本书，他会怎么说？
Fear may be effective temporarily, but it is not a good long-term motivator.
就是短期的来讲呢，这个恐惧害怕可能是一个有效的一个驱动力，但是从长期的健康的好的方面来讲，这个恐惧害怕绝对不是一个好的驱动力，一个动机。
I start with that because it seems to me that some Christians live lives of fear.
我之所以就是开篇就这样讲，是因为有些基督徒好像就是一直活在这个恐惧之中。
They are always afraid I can't do enough to make God happy.
他们总是害怕说，好像我没办法做足够让神高兴。
I'm not good enough.
我也不够好。
Many people even suffer with fear, am I really a Christian?
有的人呢，他所经历的恐惧就是说，我到底是不是一个真正的基督徒？
Christmas is coming up, and we will probably sing some carols written by Charles Wesley.
然后呢，马上就是圣诞节了，我们可能会唱这个乔尔斯·卫斯理的一些就是圣诞歌曲。
Hark the herald angels sing.
说听啊，天使高声唱。
But for 30 years, almost 30 years.
几乎有30年之久。
Charles was afraid.Am I really a Christian?
这个查尔斯·卫斯理总是在怀疑，总是害怕说，我到底是不是一个真正的基督徒？
He went to church every week.
他每个星期都去教会。
In fact, in his Anglican tradition, he went to church almost every day.
在他们那个安利甘的这个教会的传统里，他几乎是每天都去教会。
He visited and witnessed to prisoners in jail.
然后他也去监狱里探访传福音。
He went as a missionary.
他也是宣教士，出去宣教。
But for many of those years, he lived with a constant fear, am I really pleasing God?
但是这么多年呢，他其实一直是活在一种不断的恐惧之下。他说：“我是不是让神欢心了呢？是不是讨神喜悦了呢？”
And so this morning, before we move in further into how we grow, I want to look at how we know we are God's child.
所以在我们进到下一个课程下一步，就是说我们如何成长，我们先确定说。我们如何确定我们是神的孩子？
Because spiritual formation, changing in the image of Christ, is only possible after we are made alive by the Holy Spirit.
只有我们靠着圣灵使我们活过来之后，真的有神的生命，灵命塑造和长成基督的形象才有可能。
In other words, if I were to put a line,
如果我要画一条线的话，
we are born again and then we grow in the image of Christ.
就是首先是我们重生，然后我们才长成基督的样式。
the reason Charles Wesley struggled so much.
这个查尔斯·卫斯理他之所以那么挣扎。
For a long time, he believed he had to grow in the image of Christ, and once he had grown enough, now he would be justified.
很长时间他是相信说我要先慢慢的长成基督的样式，到了一定的程度我才可以被称义。
He had misunderstood and switched the order.
然后呢他是有误解，他把这个顺序给搞颠倒了。
It is only after we are born again that we now grow in the image of Christ.
我们只有重生之后，我们才可以长成基督的样式。
We do not grow into a relationship with Him.
我们不是成长，然后呢，成长进入跟他的关系。
But we grow because we have a relationship with Him.
是因为我们跟他有关系，我们才成长。
And so let me just share three simple things of how we know we are God's child.
所以我们就来分享简单的三点，我们如何知道我们是神的孩子。
None of this is new.
这些都不是一个新的。
But I find that many times when I ask someone, even someone who has been in church all their life,
但是我很多时候发现，即使是我问一些几乎一辈子都在教会里的人，
But if I ask them, how do you know you are God's child?
我如果问他们说，你如何知道你是神的孩子呢？
They might say, well, because I go to church.
他们可能会说，哦，因为我去教会啊。
But you can go to church without being a child of God.
但是即使你不是神的孩子，你也可以去教会啊。
You can go to church as an unbeliever.
你作为一个不信者也可以去教会。
Some will say, well, because I was baptized.
还有人会说，我去教会是因为我受洗了。
But you can be baptized outwardly without any belief inside.
但是你可以外边受洗，但在里边却没有任何的相信。
And many will say, I'm really not sure.
然后很多人也会回答说，我不确定。
So what is the foundation of our confidence, I am God's child, what we call assurance?
就是我们称为这种确据，我们称为信心在哪里呢？就是确定说我是神的孩子。
Three things this morning.
今天早上我们来看三件事。
First of all, we find assurance because of our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
我们之所以是有确据，是因为我们对基督成就的工作的信心。
Now let me explain what I mean by that.
我来解释这个我的意思是什么。
Our assurance is based on something much deeper than feelings and experiences.
我们的信心远远不止，也是远远就是超过我们的这个感觉。
I have talked to people who maybe have been married for 50 years.
我跟一些就是结婚或许超过50年的人聊天。
And I'm always, in our day of many divorces, I'm always amazed at someone who is married for 50 years and still happy.
然后呢，在我们现在这个离婚非常普遍的这个时代呢，我总是很惊奇，就是他们很多有些人结婚了50年，而且彼此都还是很开心。
And I was talking to a man who was celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary.
然后我跟一位先生要讲话，然后呢，他们马上就要庆祝他们结婚60周年。
And I said to him,
我就对他说，
Tell me, was every day wonderful?
我说你告诉我，你是不是每天都很棒，很精彩呢？
And he said, No.
他说不是的。
There were some hard days.
他有些日子很艰难。
But in those days, My wife and I reminded ourselves we are still married.
即使在那些艰难的日子里，我跟我太太，我们都提醒自己说，我们是在这个婚姻当中，我们是结婚的。
We may not feel very married today.
我们今天可能不感觉是在这个婚姻之中，不感觉好像是嫁给对方或者娶了对方。
We may not feel like we're on a honeymoon.
我们也好不会说感觉到说我们现在是在度蜜月。
But he said we determined we will still be married.
但是我们就决定，我们定义说我们是在婚姻之中，我们是结婚的。
And then the feelings come along.
然后接着呢，这个感觉呢，感情这个感觉慢慢就跟着来了。
Feelings are important.
就是你如何感受呢？是重要的。
You really need to have some time where you feel a deep love for your wife or your husband.
就是你的确是需要有这种时间，你是感觉你是很爱对方的。
We are emotional people.
人是有感受的，人是有感情的。
So feelings are important.
所以你的感受感情都是很重要的。
But they are not the final foundation.
但是它却不是你最终的这个基石，最终的基础。
Actions. As a believer, our actions, our righteous walk before God is important.
作为信主的人，我们的行为，我们在神面前这种公义的这个和神同行是重要的。
But it's not the final foundation.
但是这个却不是最终的这个基础。
The greatest saints in history have sometimes failed.
即使是历史上这个最伟大的圣徒，他们也有跌倒失败的时候。
So our foundation is faith in the finished work of Christ.
所以我们的这个基石就是对于耶稣成就之工作的信心。
And what that means is this.
他的意思就是
faith that he alone is the foundation, the basis for my salvation.
就是只有耶稣，单单耶稣是我的信心，是我得救的基础。
That he alone paid the price, the penalty for my sin.
单单是他，只有他为我的罪的代价付出，为我的罪付上了代价。
And that's why I say finished work.
所以这就是为什么我说它是一个完成的工作。
There is nothing that I can add to it.
我不可以在这个上面再加上或者贡献任何的东西。
Some people say, yes, I am saved by faith in Jesus Christ.
有的人就说，哦，我是靠着在对耶稣基督的信心得救的。
And by a pope.
而且加上这个教皇。
That is not faith in the finished, complete work of Christ.
那种信心不是那种完全的单单定睛于主耶稣成就的，就是他完成工作的信心。
Some will say, I am saved by faith in Jesus Christ and my life of obedience.
有的人就说，我得救是靠着在耶稣对耶稣基督的信心和我对神顺服的这个生命。
Obedience is important.
顺服是很重要的。
But it does not in any way bring salvation to me.
但是却没有一点点方式可以说因为我们的顺服带来我们的救恩。
I obey because I have been saved.
我是因为已经得救了我才顺服。
I don't obey so that I can become saved.
我不是说我要用我的顺服因为我顺服，所以我得救。
Obedience is important.
顺服是很重要的。
Spiritual discipline is important.
属灵操练也是很重要的。
We're going to spend several weeks talking about those disciplines.
我们会花很多时间来讲这些操练。
But the reason we put this lesson on assurance first is those disciplines never in themselves give you spiritual life.
但是呢，我们之所以就是先来讲确据，是因为这些属灵操练自己本身永远也不可能带给你救恩。
We obey because of what Christ has already done in us.
是因为主耶稣在我们生命中所为我们所成就的，所以我们来顺服。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
He tells us,How we are right with God.
彼得告诉我们，我们是如何和神的关系，是一个正确的关系。
He tells us that we are kept by the power of God through faith.
他说是我们因信蒙神能力保守的人。
It is through faith in God's power that we are saved.
是因靠着神的能力，然后呢，因着信心，我们能得蒙神保守。
Hebrews chapter 10 gives us a wonderful definition of what it means to have this faith in the finished work of Christ.
然后呢，希伯来书第十章就给了我们一个很好的这样子一个定义，就是在耶稣基督里的信心是怎么样的。
Verse 22.
在二十二节，十章二十二节。
Let us draw near with a true heart.
我们就是
full assurance of faith.
我们就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
With our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience.
因为我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去。
And our bodies washed with pure water.
身体用清水洁净了。
Living faith, this faith in Christ's finished work,
这个活的信心呢是
it comes from a true heart.
这个活的信心呢是有一个是一个真诚的一个心，他是相信说是完全靠着耶稣所成就的工作。
I have gone to church all my life.
我整个一生都去教会。
I have worked in churches most of my life.
然后呢，我几乎整个一生呢，也都一直在教会里工作。
And I enjoy and believe in that.
我就是很享受这个，也相信这个。
But there is a danger.
但是呢，这其中也有一个危险。
We can learn the words.
我们可以学到这些词语，学到这些话语。
And we can be very good at saying the words.
我们可能也很擅长就说这些话。
We can even join in the emotion.
我们甚至可以享受这个里边的这些情感呢，这些情绪。
Without truly believing from the heart.
但是却没有，却有可能就是你没有真正从心里来相信。
And so he says, this faith comes from a true heart, a sincere heart.
所以在希伯来书十章二十二节他又说这个信心是来自一个真诚的心。
A heart that does not hide or cover up sin.
这个心呢，这个真诚的心呢，是不会隐藏，也不会把罪给掩饰起来。
A heart that is open to God.
而且这是一颗这个真诚的心，也是一颗对神敞开的心。
Yesterday we heard the sermon about the Holy Spirit.
昨天的讲道里讲到圣灵。
And as we hear truth, and God shows us this truth is for you.
当我们听到真理，神也向我们显示说这个真理就是对你的。
Faith responds with obedience and honesty.
这个信心呢，就会用顺服和这种诚实来回应。
This faith gives us, he says, full assurance.
这个信心也给我们一个完全的一个确据。
Our assurance comes not from what we are doing, but through our faith in Christ.
我们的确据，我们的这个充足的信心，不是在来基于说我们做了什么，而是基于说耶稣所成就的。
That he has already done everything necessary for our salvation.
就是为了我们的救恩，他已经做了一切所需的。
The result of that.
神所做了这一切所需的之外，我们所带来的结果就是。
Ephesians tells us, because of that faith, we are justified.
以弗所书告诉我们，是因为这样子的信心，我们就被称义。
That word means that when God sees us, he pardons us just as if we had never sinned.
就是神看到我们呢，他就饶恕了我们。就是好像这一从来就这些罪啊这些都没有发生过一样。
We are made alive.
我们在神里边活过来。
For the first time, we truly have spiritual life.
因为是神让我们活过来，所以是这是第一次我们有了这个属灵的生命，我们有了属灵的新生。
1 Corinthians 6 tells us we are sanctified through this faith. We are made holy.
哥林多前书也告诉我们，我们是靠因着这种信心呢，我们成为圣洁。
We now belong to him.
我们现在就是属于他。
Colossians 1 tells us we are reconciled to God.
哥罗西第一章也告诉我们，我们现在跟神和好，通过神。
Romans puts it like this, we now have peace with God.
罗马书第五章就告诉我们，我们现在与神相合。
We aren't afraid of him.
我们不再害怕他。
Because we know through faith in Christ that we are his child.
我们就是明晓得，因着靠在基督耶稣里的信心，我们成为神的儿女。
We are adopted into his family.
我们好像被神领养一样，我们成为神家庭的一个成员。
That means we are a child of God just as Jesus is his son. We are now part of his family.
我就像耶稣基督神的儿子是神那样，我们现在成为神家里的一员。
We share in the inheritance that belongs to Jesus.
我们也在就是主耶稣他所得到的那个基业上我们也有份。
All of this comes because we have put our faith in Christ.
这一切之所以成为可能就是因为我们把我们的信心放在基督耶稣身上。
I'm going to ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
I know we're not in a group, so you can just answer it to yourself.
因为我们没有面对面，所以你可以回答自己。
And I'll tell you in advance that my answer is opposite of what I have often heard people preach.
然后呢，我先给大家透点消息，就是我的答案跟大家经常讲到说提到的是相反的。
So if you think your answer is wrong, you may be okay, don't worry.
所以如果你觉得你的答案好像是错的话，没关系。
Here is my question.
我的问题是这样的。
And it comes from a sermon that I have heard.
是这个问题呢，来自于我所听到的一篇讲道。
Not at Palm Beach Chinese Church.
哦，不是我们这个教会的讲道，是别的地方。
If you have been justified,
如果你已经被称义了
If you have been made alive
如果你已经是活过来了 被神让你复活了
If you have been sanctified
如果你已经被神已经成圣了
If you have been reconciled to God,
如果你已经和神和好了,
if you have been adopted into his family,
如果你已经被神收养成为神家的一员了,
if you have received an inheritance in heaven,
如果你已经在天上有了这个基业,
won't you feel wonderful?
你会不会觉得很棒呢？很精彩呢？
And many times I have heard that.
我很多时候就听到这样的问法，这样的讲法。
And the answer is supposed to be yes.
这个答案应该是本来设想的就是肯定是好，很好，很棒的。
But if your answer is no, let me encourage you.
如果你的回答是不是，那让我鼓励你。
I think all of that can be true, and still there will be times when you do not feel wonderful.
我就说有可能这一切都是真的，就是你可能你也都相信这一切，但是也有可能即使是这样，你可能还是有些时间你觉得并不是很好。
The circumstances of life may make it to where, even though all those things are true,You have no wonderful feeling.
就是你的生活的处境呢，可能让你即使你知道这一切，这应许，这一切都是真的，但是你里边却没有一个很好的，觉得说很棒的感受，感觉。
I have decided the answer is not wrong.
我就是已经决定说这个答案呢没有错的。
The question is wrong.
答案没有对错，错的呢是这个问题。
If you feel nothing,
如果你什么感受都没有,
and you have placed your faith in the finished work of Christ alone,
但是呢，你把你的信心呢，就放在了耶稣所完成的工作上,
you are still justified.
你仍然是被称义。
You are still made alive.
你仍然是活过来的，有新生的。
You have still been reconciled to God and adopted into His family.
你仍然是与神和好，成为神的后嗣。
That's the foundation of your assurance.
那个就是你确据的根基。
There are 30 people logged on today.
今天上线来上课的同学有三十位。
There may be someone in this group of 30 who today you are absolutely on top of the world.
今天我们中间有人可能是感觉自己好像真是在人生之巅峰。
This morning you read your Bible, you prayed, and you felt like God was in the room with you.
你今天早晨读经祷告，你感觉神就在这个房间里和你同在。
That's wonderful.
那很好，很棒。
You're God's child.
你是神的孩子。
But there may be someone in this 30.
但是也许我们这三十个人中间有一人。
You were up half the night with a sick family member.
然后呢，你家里有人生病，所以你半夜里边都根本没有睡，一半时间都没法睡觉。
While you were praying this morning, you fell asleep.
然后今天早上你祷告的时候就睡着了。
And when you opened your Bible, the words were just a blur.
然后呢，你打开圣经呢，就是索然无味。
And you do not feel like you are have an inheritance in heaven.
你并不感觉你在天上有基业，有一个承受之业。
You feel discouraged and defeated.
你感觉灰心挫败。
I have good news.
我对你有好消息。
If you have placed your faith in the finished work of Christ,
如果你把你的信心放在耶稣所成就的工作之上。
If you are trusting him alone for your salvation rather than trusting in what you do,
如果你所信靠的就是单单是他所做的，而不是你自己的工作。
You are every bit as much a child of God as the first person I described.
你跟那个我刚刚描述的那个第一个好像人生之巅峰的这样的一个人同样的是神的孩子。
Our assurance is based on our faith in the finished work of Christ.
所以我们的信心是单单靠着主耶稣所成就的工作。
I want you to see that our assurance is based on the witness, the faithful witness of the Holy Spirit to our life.
然后第二点就是我们的信心在于圣灵对我们信实的见证。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Paul is writing about how we know we are God's child.
保罗在写就是说我们如何知道说我们是神的孩子。
How we know that we are not condemned.
我们如何知道我们没有被定罪。
Verse 18, Romans 8:15, you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear.
罗马书八章十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
所受的乃是儿子的心。
By whom we cry, Abba, Father.
因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Paul says we have the witness of the Spirit to our spirit.
所以保罗说我们有圣灵的见证跟我们心里的见证。
Now, the first block that I gave you, the assurance, the faith in Christ.
我刚才给大家的第一个基石就是这个对耶稣所成就之功的信心。
Comes our belief, our faith in what Christ has done.
就来自于我们对耶稣他所做的他所成就的信心。
I'm going to say that witness is very objective.
这样子的一个见证呢是一个很客观的。
It says, this is what the Bible says.
这个说就是说这是圣经所讲的。
And I believe it even if I feel absolutely nothing.
即使我没有感觉任何东西我是真心相信。
This second building block is more subjective.
这第二个这个基石呢就是更加的可以说是主观的。
That is, sometimes it will feel stronger, sometimes it may feel weaker.
就是意味着说它有的时候呢你是感觉更强烈有的时候呢你就感觉比较没有什么感觉。
Our emotions can sometimes hinder this part of assurance.
就是我们的情绪有的时候会阻碍这种这样子的一个见证。
And so that's why I put much more emphasis on the first one than on this one.
所以呢我就更强调第一个这个基石而不是这个。
But it seems to me that what Paul is saying is this.
但是对我来讲保罗好像是在说
As I am walking with God.
当我和神同行的时候。
As I am living a life of faith in His finished work.
当我就是所过的生活是说是过在一种对耶稣所成就之功的这种信心的生活里的时候。
There will be an inner peace that says, I am God's child.
在我里边的深处有一种平安告诉我说让我确知说我是神的孩子。
I belong to him.
我属于他。
That is the witness of the Holy Spirit to our spirit.
这就是圣灵对我们的心所做的见证。
A close relationship with God.
就是跟神一个很亲近的关系。
Now, each one of us are different personalities and different kind of people.
我们每个人都不一样，都有不同的个性、生性。
And so I think because of that, this witness will feel different to each of us.
我就是因为那样，我觉得我们每个人对圣灵的见证的感受也是不同的。
Many of you know Mrs. Wingham.
我们很多人都认识温师母。
If you talk to her very much,
如果你经常跟她讲话的话，
and she begins to talk about her Christian life,
当她讲到她自己的这个基督徒生活的时候，
she will cry as she is so happy.
她就是因为她那么的喜乐，她甚至都会哭，都会流泪。
There are other people who are not as emotional.
还有别的人呢，他可能那个感性没有那么强。
Sometimes the way I have felt the witness of the Holy Spirit.
比如我自己感受到圣灵的见证的，就是
I don't have many times much emotion.
我即使是感受到圣灵的见证，但是我里边也不会有很多的这种情绪。
But as I am reading God's word,
但是当我读神的话语的时候，
and I read a truth in God's word,
我就读到神话语里的这个真理的时候，
I realize that is God speaking to me.
我就意识到那是神在对我说话。
And he is speaking to me because I am his child.
他对我说话是因为我是神的孩子。
1 Corinthians says it is only through the Spirit that our eyes are open to understand the word.
就是哥林多前书告诉我们，只有靠着神的圣灵，我们的心眼才被打开，我们才能明白神的真理。
And so that becomes for me the witness of the Spirit.
对我来讲，那个就是圣灵的对我的见证。
His witness will be different to different ones of us.
对我们每一个不同的人呢，神对我们圣灵对我们心的见证也会不同。
But we will find him speaking to us, you are my child.
但是我们就能感受到圣灵对我们的心说话，让我们知道我们是神的孩子。
Then the third, so faith in the work of Christ.
所以呢，第一个基石是对耶稣所完成就之功的信心。
Second, the faithful witness of the Holy Spirit.
第二个基石，圣灵信实的见证。
And the third part of assurance.
第三个就是我们是神我们是神孩子的一个确据，就是
is the evidence of a fruitful Christian walk.
就是你是有一个有果子的一个结出果子的基督徒的生命。
Now, the first one is in an instant.
第一点呢，第一个基石那个是瞬时即刻的瞬间的。
I put my faith in what Christ has done.
我把我的信心放在耶稣基督所成就的工作上。
The second one, I think, sometimes is stronger, and sometimes because of emotions, we will have less awareness of the witness of the Spirit, but it will be there.
就是第二点，圣灵信实的见证呢，有的时候比较强烈，有时候又感受不是那么明显。
The third, the fruitful walk, is a long-term witness.
这个第三点呢，这个结出果子的基督徒生命的迹象呢，这个是个长期的一个见证。
Now, let me emphasize.
让我来强调一点。
If we were in a classroom together, I would say, look at me.
如果在课堂上，我就会给大家说，大家看着我。
Since we're on Zoom, I'll say if you're kind of halfway listening, stop and listen completely for a moment.
因为我们是在这个云端网上嘛，我就说如果你是在那儿，半信半疑的，没有专心听，那你现在请你放下你手上的事情，专心听。
Because this is important.
因为这一点很重要。
Our walk does not make us a Christian.
就是我们的行为，我们如何来行事，这个并不会让我们成为基督徒。
Instead, because we are a Christian, we have a fruitful walk.
相反的是，正因为我们是基督徒，所以我们会有一个有果子的基督徒的生命的这样的一个行为。
That order is absolutely essential.
那个顺序呢是非常重要的，是很，就是必不可少的，很基要的。
Many people take this list of questions I have put up.
有很多人就把我放出来的这十个问题。
And think, if I can say yes to each of these, then I'll be a Christian.
他们会觉得说，如果我对这个每个问题我都答案都是是的话，那我就是一个基督徒了。
No.
不是。
Because I am a Christian.
而是因为我是基督徒。
Because of what God has already done in my life.
正是因为神在我的生命中所成就的。
This is the fruit that I will start to grow.
这个就是我要慢慢长出来的果子。
In other words, Jesus told us in John that as his children we will bear fruit.
就是像主耶稣在约翰福音里告诉他的门徒的，作为神的孩子，我们会结果子。
The work of Christ is the root of our salvation.
就是耶稣的工作是我们救恩的这个根基，是我们救恩的根本。
Then in our daily life we will see fruit.
然后在我们每日的生活中我们就会看到这些果子。
And so,
所以
some questions to ask.
所以呢，有些可以问的问题。
And again, these do not make you a Christian.
再次强调，这些并不会让我们成为基督徒。
But they are ways to say, am I bearing the fruit of a Christian?
就是有一些问题可以帮助我们能来检查自己，我是不是在结出基督徒的果，生命的果子。
Jesus said, if I am attached,to the vine, I will bear fruit.
主耶稣说，如果我是作为一个葡萄枝，我跟葡萄树是相连的，我就会结果子。
James said, don't you know that faith without works is dead?
雅各说，你岂不知道信心没有行为是死的吗？
So this does not make you a Christian.
所以呢，这个并不
是 the fruit that we should see.
这个不会让我们成为基督徒。如果真的是基督徒，我们所能看到的这个生命迹象是这个果子。
If you give me a very sour, bitter lemon,
如果你给我一个非常酸的一个柠檬
，and you say this came from my apple tree,
你说这个非常这个酸的柠檬，你说这个是我苹果树上结出来的
，I will say you don't have an apple tree.
然后我就会说你没有苹果树。
You have a lemon tree.
你有的是一个柠檬树。
And you might say, no, 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 I want an apple tree.
然后你可能会说 no, 我有的不是啊，我有的就是一个苹果树。
I really, really think it's an apple tree.
我觉得那就是个苹果树。
I will say, have you ever got any apples from it?
然后我就会问你说那你在这个树上结那个摘到过苹果吗？
No, but I want an apple tree.
但是你说不是，没有，但是我想要一棵苹果树。
It's foolish.
那你就很愚笨，对吧？
I know what kind of tree it is because of the fruit.
因为我有这个果子，我就知道这个树是什么树。
And so here's some fruit.
所以呢，这个就是一些果子。
And I'm only just going to read these.
我就把它读一下。
And I'm going to say that for most of these, for many of these, it is not absolutely yes or no.
对很多这些问题不是绝对的是或者不是。
But we should see growing in these.
但是我们却要看到在这些果子方面的成长。
What do I do in secret?
就是我在暗中会做什么。
You see, if I am God's child, I am going to be doing in secret when no one sees me the things that will please him.
就是如果我是神的孩子，我在暗中也会做，即使没有任何人看到，会去做讨神喜悦的事。
When I fail, is there true repentance?
当我跌倒的时候，是否有真正的悔改？
Do I love Christ?
我爱基督吗？
Am I walking in a relationship with him?
我有没有跟神同行？
Do I love people?
我爱人吗？
John said that one of the signs that I am God's child is that I love other believers.
就是约翰说我们是神的孩子的一个标志就是我们爱人。
Am I surrendered to God's word?
我是否顺服神的话语?
In the Sermon on the Mount,
在登山宝训里边。
Jesus said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
就是主耶稣说不是所有称主叫我主啊主啊的人可以进入天国。
But the one who does the will of my Father which is in heaven.
而是那些遵行我父神旨意的人。
And I know that will through God's word.
因为我是通过这个的神的话语知道这些。
Here is one of the clear tests of my Christian walk.
这个我的基督徒的这个生命的这个一个很明显的一个标志就是
When I read God's word,
当我读神的话语的时候
and it tells me something I should change, am I willing to change?
当他告诉我需要改变的地方的时候我是否愿意改变
The fruit of the Christian life is a willingness to say, God, I will obey your word.
就是基督徒生命的果子的一个标志就是说神啊我要遵行你的话语。
Another fruit, where is my mind? What is most important to me?
再一个果子就是说我的心思在哪里什么对我是最重要的。
Am I filling my mind with sinful thoughts?Or with God's thoughts.
我的用这种有罪的想法来充满我的头脑呢，还是用神的想法来充满我的头脑？
Are my idols being eradicated?
我的偶像是否都被除掉了？
The things that take my attention away from God, am I putting them away and focusing on God?
就是那些会让我分心不能专注在神身上的事情我是不是把它给挪去把它放在一边了
Am I a new creation?
我是新造的人吗
If I am God's child, people should see a new person.
如果我是神的孩子人们会看到一个不同的人一个新的人
I'm being brought to spiritual life.
我有没有就是因为我现在有这个属灵的新生命。
Another fruit of the Christian life, do I trust Christ?
另外一个基督徒生命的果子就是我信靠基督吗？
Matthew 6, Jesus says, don't worry about all these other things.
马太福音第六章说，主耶稣说，不要为这些事忧虑。
You trust God and he will take care of these other things.
就是我们信靠神神会把我们所需用的都加给我们。
And so for my finances, for my life, am I putting my trust primarily in Christ to provide for me?
所以在我的不管是经济上还是在我的生活上我是不是把重点就是把这些我的信靠都放在主耶稣身上相信他会提供
Am I looking at Jesus and am I looking at other people in a new way?
我以新的眼光看待基督和他人吗
In other words
换句话说
Are my relationships changed by my Christian walk?
我有没有因为我是基督徒 这样我的关系有改变。
Now, let me say of these three.
让我先来讲这三点。
The first one is absolutely the foundation.
关于前面所讲的这三个基石，那第一点呢，绝对是这个根基，是基础。
Faith in what Christ has done is the root of everything else.
就是对耶稣所完成的工作的信心，这个是最根本的。
Then as I have that faith,
当我有了那个信心之后，
I will see the Holy Spirit's witness in my life.
我就会看到，感受到圣灵在我生命中的见证。
And then as he is transforming me, I will see my daily life changing.
当他改变我的时候，我就可以看到我的日常生活开始改变。
I will see his fruit in my life.
我就会看到他的果子在我生命中的呈现。
Those are the foundation for our assurance.
这些就是我们这个得救，就是我们确这个符合圣经的确据的根基。
And through those, we then have the confidence to grow deeper in our walk with God.
就是因为有这些，我们就会确信说我们在跟神的同行中，我们关系越来越深入。
Next week, we're going to see that we grow in our walk with God through a deeper knowledge of God.
所以下一次我们就会看到，因为我们跟神有一个更深的认识，所以我们跟他的同行也更深入。
And so we're going to see what it means to know God.
所以我们就来看认识神到底意味着什么。
Let's finish with prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束。
Lord, I thank you that we can know that we are your child.
亲爱的主，谢谢你，我们可以确知我们是你的孩子。
We don't have to be afraid.
我们不需要害怕。
We don't have to live in fear.
我们也不需要活在恐惧之中。
We can live in confidence as your child.
我们可以活在这种确信之中，知道我们是你的孩子。
Give us the joy of that assurance.
求你给我们因为那种确据所带来的喜乐。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank